They're still counting the votes in Pennsylvania. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
We're going to win this campaign. We're going to win this campaign.
But as of now, Dave McCormick is trailing Dr. Mehmet Oz by about 2,000 votes in the Republican Senate race. Oz is the one former president Trump supports.
God bless you, sir, for putting so much effort into this race. I will make you proud.
Kathy Barnett's far back in third.
On the Democratic side, the current Lieutenant Governor John Fetterman cruising to an easy victory. He celebrated in the hospital after suffering a recent stroke. The Senate seat being vacated by retiring two-term GOP Senator Pat Toomey. Joe Biden tweeting his congratulations with the following assessment of the GOP primary. They have fought a malicious, chaotic primary campaign to be the most extreme.
That's Fox's Lucas Tomlinson in North Carolina. Sherry Beasley won, hoping to turn that state's now Republican-held Senate seat Democrat blue. She will face a Trump-backed congressman.
I'm Ted Budd. I'm a small businessman. I'm a conservative fighter. I'm America first, and I am honored to be your Republican nominee.
Another Trump-backed North Carolina congressman lost. Madison Cawthorn defeated in a Republican primary for his seat after provocative comments and videos and a few run-ins with the law. But he said before conceding defeat last night to State Senator Chuck Edwards.
You know what? I'll tell you, there's been a coordinated strike here carried out by really kind of the old establishment wing of our party.
President Biden is calling for stricter gun laws. He went to Buffalo, New York, meeting with families of the victims of Saturday's supermarket massacre. 10 were murdered, 3 injured, almost all of them black. The accused gunman's white.
We have a problem with domestic terror. It's real.
Another day, another record gas price at the pump.
Gasoline prices rose 4 more cents yesterday, pushing the national average for regular to a record $4.56 a gallon, according to AAA.
Fox's Carmen Roberts in California, they're paying $6.05 for a gallon of regular gas. America's listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.
Well, it wasn't just Pennsylvania and North Carolina that held primaries. 3 other states did as well.
In Kentucky, two-term GOP Senator Rand Paul took a step toward a third term, winning his primary. He will face an easy winner on the Democratic side, Charles Booker, in November. Out in Oregon, incumbent Democratic Senator Ron Wyden won his primary. Democrat and former Oregon House Speaker Tina Kotek easily won her party's nomination to succeed Kate Brown as governor. In Idaho, Republican Governor Brad Little and GOP Senator Mike Crapo are celebrating wins and preparing to defend their respective seats in November. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
Some drama in the air on an Alaska Airlines flight. A passenger died heading from Seattle to Nashville. Body taken off the plane, but the airline not giving much information. We're getting more information now on a deadly crash in China earlier this year.
Investigators probing the late March crash of a China Eastern flight say flight recorders indicate someone in the cockpit intentionally pitched the aircraft into a near vertical nosedive. The Wall Street Journal reports the plane's black boxes were analyzed by Chinese officials and the National Transportation Safety Board in the U.S. The 737's cockpit voice recorders have yet to be made public. The March 21st crash killed all 123 passengers and 9 crew members on board. Rich Dennison, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures have been down a little the day after a big rebound. In the NBA playoffs,
Butler, boy, no look on the inbounds, gets it back from Oladipo, and he takes contact.
The Miami Heat beat the Boston Celtics 118-107 on ESPN in the opening game of the Eastern Conference Finals. There was also a draft lottery. The Orlando Magic won it, getting the top pick. In hockey's playoffs, two-time defending NHL champion Tampa Bay beat Florida. Colorado topped St. Louis in overtime. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox.
It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.